Hey guys, Davies here, back finally with another podcast for you guys. Sorry that I drew a blank. I haven't done this in a while. Today it won't be a news break and it won't be an OVA review. I'm planning to do at least two OVAs next week and probably two news breaks also next week. But what I decided to do today was it is anime related. Discuss some anime related video games that I've picked up recently. I guess you could say I'm a video game collector. I kinda am, kinda not. I sell video games on the side as a side job. So I do have a lot of systems. I have a ton of systems and handhelds. But I do tend to collect anime video games. I don't know why. I guess because I'm an anime fan. But I tend to collect anime games. I have Cardcaptor Sakura on the WonderSwan. Yes, I have a WonderSwan. I have Cardcaptor on the WonderSwan. I have a Japanese One Piece game on the Game Boy. I have Akira on the Famicom. Yes, I have Akira on the Famicom. And it is hard. Very hard. I have Slam Dunk on Super Famicom. I have Dear Boys on Super Famicom. And a ton more. One day I'll give you guys a rundown of what all I have. But I recently picked up. I got Yu Yu Hakusho on a Super Famicom. I picked up a Dragon Ball Z game on a Super Famicom. And I also picked up Seven Deadly Sins on the PS4. Dragon Ball Z game is your basic, like, late 80s fighter game. Not a lot to it, but it's kind of fun. Yu Yu Hakusho, I honestly haven't even touched yet. It's just laying around. I'll get to it at some point. But then, Seven Deadly Sins. First off, I'm not a huge Seven Deadly Sins fan. When the show first came out a few years ago, I heard a lot of hype about it. It was supposed to be this great shonen anime. So I watched it. The first few episodes weren't terrible. I was kind of into it. But gradually, I started just feeling like, oh, generic shonen anime. And I love shonen animes, but I like for mine to at least stand apart a little bit. And for me, it just wasn't doing that enough to keep watching it. So I dropped it. I plan on going back to it at some point to see how the series is going. But I picked up the game. It was about $35 at GameStop. And it's not terrible. It's actually not a bad game. It's sort of RPG meets hack and slash. The combat's very, very like hack and slash. Quick combo button, you know, hit two or three buttons for like punch kick, punch kick, punch kick. Sorry, got all that jumbled up. But punch, kick, and, you know, hold down the left L1 and R1 to do a super move. Things of that nature. And it kind of goes through the first couple of, I guess, maybe the chapters in the manga. Or at least the first couple of episodes in the anime. sorry about that, guys. But yeah, it's so far, it's a pretty good game. I'm liking it so far. I don't feel you have to watch the anime to play the game because it basically starts where the anime starts off, like right from the beginning. So you can jump right into it without having to know the anime. The combat's pretty pick up and play. Like, I had no problem with it so far. Even the first, like, boss character you face within probably the first 10 minutes of the game, I was able to beat. I mean, it took me probably 10 minutes to beat him. Easy combat. You have helpers along the way. So it makes for pretty fun. And you can kind of rest while they attack. And then when they come back, draw in, you can attack. So it helps a lot. So yeah, if you want to pick that up on a PS4, I recommend it. I do not recommend Sword Art Online Gun Gale. Don't buy that game. It's not terrible. God, it's not fun either. But yeah, so just want to give you guys a quick anime video game overview. Those are what I've been playing lately. If I get any more games, I will give you guys an update. I will probably be buying more. I'm sure I want Angel of Death on the Switch. If you've been watching Angel of Death, you know the show is pretty awesome. And there's a game on the Switch I want. Before I go, how could I forget the Holy Grail? I purchased Clannad on PS4. Oh, the beauty that is Clannad. When the game starts up and the Dungle song starts, I almost cried. I will not lie. It was beautiful. So I'm probably about in 10 or 15 minutes into the game, to be completely honest. I kind of start the story, paused it, went to playing Detroit Become Human, a little bit of Spider-Man, but the game just beautiful. The game looks amazing. The music, if you love Clannad, the game is a must have. Yeah, it's like $44. You have to love visual novels to get it. Either love visual novels or love Clannad. I love both, so that's why I got it. But yeah, it's every Clannad fan, I think, if you have a PS4, should own the game. It's just amazing. So yeah, I won't ramble on too long here. See you guys next week with at least one OVA review and a news hour, or if not, two of both. So until next time, check out the blog, otakupuppy.blogspot.com. Yeah, that should cover it. And yeah, so maho out.